League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello everybody. I don't know. I don't know if anybody's watching on YouTube. I've been struggling with the whole YouTube thing lately because I've been back home, as we know. So I've not been able to upload some of them because honestly the Wi-Fi at my house back home is absolutely dreadful. But right now I'm back in London. So I'm hoping, fingers crossed, I can upload this to YouTube by the time. But anyway, the reason I'm saying this is because I look ridiculous. I'm foolish, like an idiot. I don't really know. This is what I wore to Halloween last year, but it looked a lot better because I had like makeup on and I was wearing like a red top. I can't find the red top that I was wearing. Thank God, because it was bloody awful. But I'm just wearing like, yeah. So basically, if you're listening on Spotify and Apple, firstly, love you, because that gets me actual money. YouTube gets me nothing. So thanks for listening on there. But if you're listening on YouTube, then you can see how much of a dick I look. But I always post videos of the podcast on the Instagram account at BelegDayPod anyway. So, yeah. Hello, everybody. Sorry, I just felt like I had to acknowledge the fact that I'm also sat in a different location because I've decided that that big pride flag behind my head that I usually make videos with, it's a bit ugly. Like, I feel like the rainbow flag's actually a bit ugly. And also, I don't have a flag of the updated one with, like, the trans pride flag colours in it and everything, and I just like this setting, and I've got ooky spooky little red lighties on. I feel like that's fun and exciting. My nose looks really red. Oh dear, I'm still getting over my illness, everybody. But yeah, like I said, back home, feeling miles better than I was before. Oh, miles better. Absolutely loving it. And guess what is coming up? Halloween. Ooh, I sounded like a wolf then. I'm buzzing, guys. Halloween is everything to me. I feel like it is for like all gay people, really, isn't it? We all love a little cheeky little bit of Halloweeny, but I'm just really, really obsessed, like I always have been, and I'm going to talk about you all through my Halloween journey and everything, and every bit spackle blue, whatever you want to know. But firstly, I've added two Halloween sounds to the soundboard. What I was going to do was edit the, do you know the intro song, to have, like, ooky spooky, like, bits in it, but, I can't be bothered, and I'm already an hour behind schedule. I was supposed to start this at 9, but it's currently 20 past 10, so I'm actually quite tired. So when I get tired, I also get a little bit erratic, so, yeah, let's just see what happens then, shall we? But anyway, the first sound. Are you ready? Brace yourselves. I feel like this is going to be a bit loud. Are you ready? If you're feeling a bit squeamish or scary, right. Are you ready? Oh my god. That proper shit me up. And I knew it would come in. Oh my god. If anybody recognises that scream, it's Trixie Mattel, the drag queen's scream. Because I was just thinking of, like, what sounds I think of when I think of, like, scary or, like, Halloween or, like, screaming, and that's one of them. So, and do you know what, it's Halloween, so you need a little bit of a scare, don't you? Sorry, I keep looking at myself, I really do look ridiculous, but anyway, you need a little bit of a scare, don't you? You know, Halloween, all that vibes. And then this is the next sound. It's from a drag queen as well. See if you can guess who it is.
Spooky, ooky, kooky, and creepy.
So I just love that. This episode of the podcast is going to be
spooky, ooky, kooky, and creepy.
I really enjoy that. That's Alyssa Edwards. In case you can't tell, if you're not a fan of RuPaul's Drag Race or drag in general, then maybe you won't know. But if you are, then you're probably like, yeah, you're probably like... I'm going to keep shitting you all up this whole time. Literally, I'm loving that. Oh, you can see Stitch in the background as well, if you want. Oh, no, you can't. I can't. Can I even say it? It's my Teddy Stitch from Disney, but can I say that? For copyright reasons, his name is Stotch. Little cutie Stotch over here. But yeah, everybody. So, like I said, back in London and ready to start, you know, living my life again. I've been trapped a little bit at home, but I've decided, I've also decided... In the last one, I did a little bit of a life update. I've decided at the end of every podcast, I'm going to do a life update. Just because, like, a lot happens to me within a week. Like, I fully fucked my entire life up, and it's only been a week since the last one. So, I was feeling so positive about my life, kind of. Well, it was a bit of a negative episode, but as a whole, I was feeling quite positive about my life. And right now, right now, it's just absolutely gone a bit. So, we'll get to that at the end of the podcast. But for now, guys, right. We're going to talk about Halloween. So, my earliest Halloween memory. So, first, obviously, started off, love Halloween. As I said, absolutely adore, obsessed, absolute love it. The reason why I think I love it so much is because every single year, Halloween... Every single year. So, as I said, my mum and my dad are... See, I'm going erratic because I'm tired. Every year, my dad, so my parents are divorced, and every year my dad would have a Halloween party at his house on Halloween, and it wasn't just like a little Halloween party, like they went all out, and they would invite everybody on the street, which were like my best mates who I'd play out with all the time. Sorry, I'm really thirsty, I'm going to have a sip of water. They would invite everybody on the street, like all the kids and all their parents, and it was so fun, like literally... the most exciting times of my whole life. And like my best friend Leah, who I'm best friends with now, I met her because she lived opposite me at my dad's house, so I would go and see her, like play out with her, and then like we have all these like cool memories of being at like these Halloween parties and stuff, and they were so cool. Like they had stuff for the kids. Like I have full memories of just like living my best life there, whilst the adults were all probably getting drunk downstairs, but I didn't have a clue. I was just like living my best life, and I would dress up like for all of them, and my whole like family would, so it was really exciting. And they would have a big bucket, and they'd put apples in it and fill it with water, and then you'd have to go bobbing for apples and like put your head in and like bite the apple and get it out, if you know what that is. Sounds a bit dodgy that in corona time, doesn't it? God, I don't think people will be doing that anytime soon. Bobbing for death, bobbing for COVID, don't think so. Get that
out my face.
Absolutely, get that out my immune system. Get that out my body. But yeah, full on bobbing for apples, living our best life, absolute living it large. And it was just so good. And then you'd get the apple that you got, and you'd put it in chocolate, you'd cover it in chocolate, put it on a stick, and then you'd have a chocolate apple stick. Oh, the joys of a chocolate apple stick. Oh, have you ever had a chocolate apple stick? Do you know what? To be honest with you, they taste horrible. They really don't taste that nice. And I remember always just, it was so exciting. And then I'd have like two bites and I'd be like, get that in my throat. It just was not, they're not the one, to be honest with you. But fun and exciting. I'm going to do that with my kids one day. If anybody ever loves me enough to have any kids with me. sorry, I'm just getting a bit emotional. So we would full on do bobbing for apples. And it was just, like, so fun. And when I think about those parties, one story particularly comes to mind. So, on my dad's street, there were, like, me and my stepsister would go and play out. And my stepsister had lived on that street before I knew her. So, when I met her, she, like, introduced me to her friends, which was Leah, who ended up being my best friend, and her older sister, Holly. And then there were some other girls on the street that would play out, and then there was also some boys that I was mostly friends with, and we would play like Nintendo and stuff and like play like our own games whilst the girls did. But then I was like the bridge between the two, because obviously gay as fuck, so I would like bridge between the two. Like I'd hang out with the boys, but then be like, oh no, the girls are cool too, like let's hang around with the girls, boys, like come on, let's like all play Manhunt together, or like Tiger Den All Out or something, you know what I mean, like absolute loving it large. And then what happened? Oh, yeah. So, we was at the party one time, And I remember I was like pissing around and it was like such a big event because like you're all children, obviously you play out together all the time. But like when you go into a Halloween party all in one house together at night as well, like it's so much more excitement. It's like the thrill of like having all the girls there and then the boys there. And we'd like try and like play pranks on them and stuff. And I was like chief pranker. Like I just thought I was solid. And I was like, what a joker. I was absolute class clown of that house, smashing it, impressing all the birds. So I was basically a dickhead. I'm just going to put it out there. I was a dickhead. And one time it was me and all the girls were in the attic and I was just like, I'd just been like playing jokes on them all night basically. And then I was there and bear in mind, this is my dad's house. And I was at the bottom of the stairs. Let me remember this correctly. I was at the bottom of the stairs looking up the stairs. They were all up the stairs in the attic and I just held the door. And it fell off. The door fell off onto me. And I was like, fuck. That door just fell off. It's absolute Halloween. Bobbing for apples left, right and centre. Covering them in chocolate. Having a jolly good time. Door fallen off on me. What's that all about? So I say to them, the door's fallen off. And they're going, ha, no. They're going, no, 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 no. You're lying, you're lying, you're the joker. And I'm going, this door has fallen on me. And I'm thinking...
Get that out of my face.
Because I don't want this door on me, but it's there. And they're just not believing me. And I'm thinking, come on now. Would I lie about a door on my face? And meanwhile, I'm also thinking, shit, my parents are going to shout at me because the door's fallen off. So I'm giving it, whoo... Panicky, panicky. What do I do? This door has fallen off. And they're going, the door hasn't fallen off. You're lying. I'm going, come here, look. The door has fallen off. They come downstairs. Guess what? Door's fallen off. So then we're all shitting it. And I said, I reckon we spent about half an hour upstairs just deciding what we were going to say. Because they're all thinking, right, Max knocked the door off. And I'm thinking, I didn't knock the door off. I just touched the door and it fell on me. So someone else must have knocked the door off. So I'm going, your fault. And they're going, Max's fault. And I'm going, door's fault. It's all just a bit too much. And I'm just thinking,
get that out of my face.
I'm just thinking,
I just want to be me.
And I'm just thinking, get this door off me. So basically, we go downstairs and I got shouted at. And then we later found out that another one of the boys that were there had broken the door and just not told anybody. So eventually I got my justice. But for that brief moment in time, it was a scandal. It was a scandal. I'll tell you that for free. I'll tell you that for free. It was a scandal. And I was at the heart of it. Not keen. Not keen. But it happened. I was all...
No!
Sorry, I'm enjoying that. I was thinking... Oh, God, that still scares me. But yeah, loving it. Yeah, so that was a little bit...
Spooky, spooky, cokey, and creepy.
But we all laugh about it now, obviously. Just a cheeky little... And then I look back and I'm like, why did they get so mad over a door? Like, you just screw it back on. It's not like they had to, like, buy a new door. Screw it back on. Get that door on that wall. What are you playing at? Anyway, so... that was a fun little time. And then, so what we would also do is the trick-or-treating, obviously. I feel like everybody does that. I feel like if you're listening and you're in, like, America, obviously, I feel like Halloween. Oh, my God. My brain just was an absolute...
Okey, okey, and creepy
because that was too much. Right, anyway. Oh my God, ADHD. Anyway, Halloween. I feel like trick-or-treating in America is such a big thing, and it kind of isn't in the UK now. It didn't used to be as much when I was younger. It was more like a lot of places would, I remember, on my, like, near where my dad sits. So what I used to do was go trick-or-treating at my mum's, like, earlier, and then go to my dad's, go trick-or-treating around there, and then go to the party. Oh, what a night. What a night on the town that is for, like, six-year-old Max. What an absolute living it large, really. So I'd be stocked. I'd be stocked for you never seen so many sweeties in your life. But there were some houses that weren't too keen. And I remember there was this one house near my dad's, and I think that we used to call him like the dentist, because it was a dentist who lived there, and he'd always put a sign up in his door being like, no trick-or-treaters. So then we'd always knock anyway just to be a dick, and I loved it. And I'd hide around the corner and go, yeah, dentist man, you're not going to give me any sweeties, well, guess what? And do you know what? I think he was actually my dentist, and I ended up biting him once. I think I did. He was shoving his fingers down my throat, and I was retching, and he didn't stop. And my mum was even like, what are you doing? And I bit him, and I've got a gap in my teeth, and he was bleeding with a big gapper in his schlonger fingers. So jokes on you, dentists, because there's only like two dentists in the town where I live, so it must have been him. And then he retired. Ha! Retire, that sounds about right to me. But anyway, yeah. And then there was another house near my mum's that were like really religious, and they would hand out pocket Bibles. Pocket Bible? I mean, oh, firstly, I know that Halloween has something to do with religion, I think, but I'm not too sure what it is, so it can't be that big of a deal. So get over it. Give out some sweeties. What, like, doesn't it say in the Bible, be nice? I'm pretty sure it says in the Bible, have a good time. So, do you know what it doesn't say? Suck the fun out of a nice fun time. That's what it doesn't say. I've never seen that verse in the Bible. Never once. And do you know what? I love you, Jesus. So, if anybody's going to know the Bible, it's me. And I've done an episode on my podcast about religion, so I think I know what I'm talking about. Yeah, so why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? Why are you giving out Bibles? No, bye-bye, Bible. And they were just so weird. And they're the people. This links back to that religion episode. They are the people who I shouted at because they were taking the piss out of my grandma. And I got kicked out of Sunday school. They were the people. And they gave out Bibles. See, not very Christian of them, is it? Taking the mick out of my grandma. Oh, but I yeeted them. So got me kicked out of Sunday school. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. If you don't remember that story, I once used to volunteer at a church at the Sunday school to help out my grandma. And then one day, these two little grammars were taking the mick out of my grandma. She was stood at the front of the church, presenting her work with her Sunday school. She had a big, lovely smile on her face because she's an angel. And these two people, a man and his son, were taking the mick out of my grandma. So I walked up to him and I said, I dare you to laugh at my grandma again and watch what happens. And then the next day, the vicar alerted my grandma that I was no longer welcome at the Sunday school. And it were worth it. It were bloody well worth it, I'll tell you that for free. And if they cross me or my grandma again, best believe they're getting yeeted in the name of the Lord. I love you, Jesus. Living it. Right, anyway, what was I talking about? Anyway, I enjoyed that. I'm really liking the soundboard today. It's a little bit fun and exciting. Yeah, so basically people are a bit dickheads, aren't they? But yeah, trick-or-treating, used to love it. Absolutely, honestly, love it. I've always loved dressing up. Always loved it. Look at me right now. Loving it large. And one of my favourite things that I used to dress up as a child was Darth Vader. But for Halloween, I was like always spooky, always in the Halloween vibe. I would never go like off-brand and be like Peter Pan or something. Like, nah. I never wanted to be cutie either. Well, my earliest costume memory is me as a pumpkin, actually. And I'll try and find a picture of that and post it on the Instagram at BelegDayPod. Because it is quite cutie, to be fair. It's me, my older sister, her friend, and then my stepsister. And that was like one of my first Halloweens when we had the Halloween party at my dad's. And I was a pumpkin. It was like a big round costume. And then I had a little hat on that was like a pumpkin hat. Quite cute, really, isn't it? I might try and find it. I might wear it this time. But yeah, and then other than that, I was mostly a vampire. Like, because my dad would always do like pale face paint and then just like wear a shirt and be like, I'm like Frankenstein or something, shit like that. But I used to have long hair so we could like gel it back and put like full white, black under the eyes, and I'd walk around with my cape so majestically. Campus tits, really. Absolute camp central. But I'd love it. Oh, I'd love it. Absolute obsessed. And I've just always been like that. So like, as I got older, I was always that person that, like, oh yeah, it's Halloween. Like, when you start to go to, like, Halloween house parties and stuff, and nobody bloody dresses up, and I'm like, guys, like, I am fully Lindsay Lohan in Mean Girls. Like, I want to go all for it. And everyone else is like, I'm a rabbit. I'm like, piss off. What are you being a rabbit for? That's well shit. But yeah, always, always obsessed with it. And I feel like it's come from, like, my family and everything. Like, we always, like, dress up and everything for Halloween, like, at them parties and stuff. Halloween's just always been a big thing. And I think it's always been quite a bigger thing in my family, because my older sister's birthday is the day after Halloween. It's November 1st. So we would usually have, like, a Halloween party, or, like, obviously them Halloween parties all the time, but they would also, like, cross over into being, like, a birthday party for my sister, because when it got to midnight, it was, like, happy birthday, and then the following day, we'd have a birthday party, and because my sister's, like, fun and cool like me, we would have, like, she had, like, fancy dress parties, because everybody's already in the fancy dress mood because of Halloween, so, like, you may as well take advantage of that and then just, like, extend it. Oh my god, that reminds me, one year, she had a Harry Potter themed party the day after Halloween, and she went all out, and everybody involved went all out as well. It was so good. She gave, I think how she did it was she assigned everybody a character, and she, like, made little envelopes and everything, got, like, the melted wax stamps and stuff, and then you found out which character you had to do, and, like, oh, it was so good. And I remember one of her friends was, like, this girl, and she was Dumbledore, and she was hilarious. It was so good. My granddad was Filch, because he's, like, he was just, like, such a Filch. I was Draco Malfoy, because I was, like, young, like, guy with blonde hair, and I, like, slicked it back and, like, was, like, walking around, like, oh, Potter. And, oh, it was so good. It was literally, like, so good. And, like, oh, I just love Halloween. I love dressing up. I love all of it. It literally is, like, it's everything to me. And then, oh my god, yeah. And then last year, so not this Halloween, the last Halloween, when I wore this, but better, I'll show you on my Instagram as well what I looked like last year, because I actually looked quite good. I was going for more of, like, a gay devil vibe, because I was going to a Charlie XCX concert. So I was like, I'm not going to go full ooky spooky, but I'm going to go, like, gay devil. So, like, I wore this. What I'm wearing now, if you can't see, then I'm wearing, like, a red choker that looks like blood's being slit on my throat, with, like, a red bandana and then devil ears. But I also had a red t-shirt on, red socks, and I wore, like, loads of, like, deep, dark, like, eye makeup that, like, stretched across, like, my whole cheeks and, like, ran down my face. And it actually looked pretty sick, I'm not going to lie to you. So, yeah, check that out on my Instagram, or I will just, like, yeah, I'll put it on the Bleg Day Pod Instagram. But yeah, and then the day after that, so my sister lives in London. I didn't at the time, but I travelled to London. I think Halloween was on a Thursday last year. Travelled to London for the Charlie XCX concert on Halloween night. Went as the gay devil. Then the next day, or the day after that, the Saturday, it was my sister had a birthday party, and I went as Baby Spice. I was in a really gay phase, guys. I wore a crop top. Oh, I'm upset. I'm upset just thinking about that. Not that there's anything wrong with crop tops, but the fact that I wore one with what was going on around this absolute crustacean of a body right here. But yeah, wore a pink crop top with white cargo pants, massive stomper shoes, and then ordered some hair pieces from Amazon, and they came, and they were both huge. And I tried to put them on my head as like two ponytails, and they wouldn't. So I had to cut bits off them and then Kirby grip strands of hair in bubbles to my scalp, basically. And it hurt so much. I'm pretty sure I gave myself, like, traction alopecia from that. It was horrid. I don't know why I did it, but I big fat did. And I had a great time doing it. I love dressing up. And I even went to heaven afterwards looking like a Spice Girl. Could not give a shit. I had the best time, best night, best evening. Love dressing up, love Halloween, love fancy dress. Oh. I thrive dressed up. I really do. Which is a shame, because this year I'm not really dressing up. Like, I've tried. I tried to, like, organise, like, a Halloween, like, night out where, like, I could, like, what I wanted to do. So these were my two Halloween costume ideas. Either Cheerio from Glee, cheerleader, or the Trisha Paytas married with a donkey. I was ready to buy that whole outfit, but I'm going out with my two, like, work friends instead. And they're absolute lovers, so it's going to be a sick night. But we're going to, like, a bougie, like,
exclusive bar instead. So, and that one of the main reasons why I agreed to go in is because apparently Little Mix go there a lot. So, yeah, I'm a little bit excited for that. But it's not really the vibe to, like, fully dress up. So I'm just going to, like, wear black and, like, put, like, fake blood on. Maybe, like, a little bit of eye makeup, like, to make me look a bit dead. But, yeah, that's really only the vibe for this year. A bit upsetting. But I think I'm going to do, like, a Halloween, like, face paint, like, look just by myself. Like, makeup look. Just, before it. Just to post on TikTok and Instagram. Because I did one the other day. I did that dollhouse challenge. And I really enjoyed it. And I actually did quite good. I'm going to say it to myself. I did quite good. So I might do another one because I love doing Halloween makeup. And I might like start doing it as like a series type thing on my Instagram. Not Instagram, on my TikTok. Because I find it quite interesting that I have like little to no makeup experience other than just like doing face paint as a kid. And then like actually doing makeup. Like that, I feel like that's quite a good like TikTok series to do, like do basically starting like doing makeup for the very first time, because I could never do like actual makeup, do you know what I mean, like cut crease and like actual like glam makeup. I could never physically do that in my entire life just because my hands shake so much. But I can do like ooky spooky.
Spooky and creepy
makeup. Like I fully can. So I reckon I'm going to start doing that because I love Halloween so much, love TikTok so much, love doing face paint so much. So like, why not? Do you know what I mean? Do you feel me? Do you know what I mean? I reckon you do. So yeah. One time I also dressed up as Hugh Hefner last year. That was fun. All my friends were Playboy bunnies. Pretty, you know, stereotypical for the like the one gay in the friendship group, really, innit? Oh, you be Hugh Hefner. You wear your fucking dressing gown and a sailor's hat. I looked awful. I'm not gonna lie. Upon reflection, I should have invested in an actual Hugh Hefner jacket because I just wore my dressing gown and I just looked like Max in a dressing gown. Surrounded by my friends that look like Playboy bunnies. It was really quite a bizarre situation, but yeah. I enjoyed it. I just like dressing up, guys. I'll do anything. I'll do anything to dress up. My favourite Halloween of all time has probably either been last Halloween. Last Halloween was pretty mental just because Charlie XCX concert was going off. Like, in central London, it was actually unreal. Oh, my God, but tragic. I bumped into my ex-boyfriend for the first time. I hadn't seen him. And I went through, do you remember in the gay episode where I said, like, I went through, like, a warped phase where, like, I basically just, like, hung around with drag queens all summer and thought my perception of, like, what was normal attire really changed. I ended up wearing, like, crop tops everywhere and, like, mesh stuff, like, all the time, which obviously no issue with it. But for me, I just can't pull it off. I'm sorry. People look amazing dressed like that. I'm not that person. I'm not that person. I'm simply not that person. I'm just not. Oh. But yeah, I was wearing that. I was wearing a red crop top, fully see my stomach, everything. And my ex-boyfriend, like next to me in this huge concert, somehow walks next to me. Not seen him in a year even. I don't even know. Somehow walks next to me. And yeah, I look like shit, so we love that for me. I felt internally I was going God, sorry, I feel like you just needed that to wake yourself up. I'm sorry, I know that you probably jumped then, but you needed that. So yeah, that was probably one of my best. But other than that, so when I think I mentioned in like one of my first ones, at school I was in charge of running what they were called the sixth form do's, because I was on like the head student team. And one of my favourite ones that I planned was a Halloween one. So it was like compulsory that you had to dress up, because obviously I was in charge, so I made everybody dress up. And me and my, this was the only one that me and my friend Leah, who I spoke about before, was like, we'll be on the door. Because usually what we would do is hire somebody to be on the door and then like show up like really late whilst we're already drunk, and then like enjoy like the last 2 hours of it, because the awkward first couple of hours are just awkward, not keen. But on this one, we were like, we'll be on the door, because we dressed up as bride and groom, like dead. And I did both of our makeup, Halloween, like face paint. And it was so good. And we looked sick. Like, literally everyone was like, wow, you both look amazing. And I was like, yes, we fucking do. Oh, it was so good. And yeah, that was probably one of my favorite. And in the same night, my older sister and her girlfriend, Becky, who were on the podcast on episode 3, I think, the one about gays and lesbians, yeah. And they were going out, and my sister was going as Adele, because Adele had just released Hello. Oh my God, do you know what I always do when I start this podcast? To test if my microphone's working, I go deep into it and I go, Hello, it's me. And every time it seems like really like, what's it called, ASMR-y, because I go like really close, Hello, sorry. I'm feeling very erratic right now. I'm just talking out whatever comes in my head. But Ellie went as Adele and it was really good. Like, she drew on a bum chin and she carried around like a little mobile phone and wore like a big fur coat. Not real fur, obviously, but like fur coat to be Adele in that music video. And then the funny part is Becky, her New Zealand girlfriend, not New Zealand girlfriend, what would you say? Girlfriend from New Zealand, who fiance now, guys, they got engaged since that podcast episode. They've got engaged, and Ellie's asked me to be the best man at her wedding. How exciting is that? I'm gonna do a speech and everything. Oh, you're gonna hear all about that. Buzzing. Probably won't be for like 2 years, so God knows if I'll still be doing a podcast by then. But you'll hear about it somewhere or another, I'm sure about it. But yeah. So Becky came as well, and she didn't have a costume idea, and she was like, fuck, what should I be? And we were like, be a Kiwi, because people call people from New Zealand Kiwis. So she was a bit like, okay then, like, yeah, fine. And we were like, that's actually funny, like, be a Kiwi, that is funny. So she went, she wore all brown and then painted like a cardboard green inside of a Kiwi on her stomach, like on some cardboard, and then like hung that over her. And she didn't realise until she got to the party that the reason we were saying be a Kiwi is because she's from New Zealand. She would just thought that we were saying like, oh, it'd be well funny if you were a Kiwi, like a fruit, like a random fruit. And she said she got to the party and she was like, why is everybody like laughing, like really loving the fact that I'm a Kiwi? And then they were like, are you being serious? And she was like, what? And she was like, you're a Kiwi. They call New Zealand people Kiwis. Oh, bit of a dumb, I was going to say dumb blonde, but she's not blonde. But anyway, just a big dumb fuck moment, really, wasn't it? But yeah, love it. That was such a good Halloween, really. And then, what was another one? I think I've gone over all my fave Halloweens, really. Yeah. But as far, like, with Halloween, I feel like I have certain traditions. Oh yeah, I have certain traditions that I have to follow. Halloween really does mean a lot to me. I have to follow these traditions. First one. Carving a pumpkin. You best believe every year I'm carving a pumpkin. Right now, I basically live by myself, live in a house with like other people, but I'm not carving pumpkins with them, do you know what I mean? So I went home this time. It was the bloody 13th of October. You best believe I went to Asda with my sister, bought 2 pumpkins, and spent my day carving my tits off because I absolutely love a good pumpkin carve. I can't get enough of it. I love getting in the...
and creepy
mood. I love it. I literally played Halloweeny songs like that Kim Petras Halloween album. Yeah, that's probably also another tradition. It's only been around like the last like 2 years, but listening to Kim Petras Halloween album, I really love it. It's so good. Like listen to like other like spooky-ish music, like, oh, I just love it. I really love spooky things. I love it all. Oh, I really seriously do. And just like getting into like the vibe of it all, like the Halloween vibe, like eating like Halloweeny foods. Oh, but my main one is defo pumpkin carving. I love a good pumpkin. I love it. I'm keen on a pumpkin. So yeah, as far as Halloween goes, I reckon I've covered all the bases, really. Love to dress up. I feel like that goes without saying, because I'm dressed like an absolute twat right now. But honestly, Halloween is just always my favourite. I always say it's my favourite, and I feel like it is, like, a lot of gay people's fave. But, yeah, I really just love it. Oh, I bloody love it. And do you know what? Sorry, I just wanted to scare you one more time. That was quite funny, though, wasn't it? But, yeah, so I'm going to go for a cheeky little break now, everybody. And then we've actually got some good questions that I feel like I can, like... We're going to take a little longer on the question front this time because I like these questions that I got this time. So I'm going to go for a cheeky little cutie little wincy little ooky. Oh, wait, I'm going to go for a...
spooky, ooky, kooky,
and creepy break. And then when I'm back, I'm going to answer some questions. Then after that, something I like, something that I don't like, something serious, and a cheeky little life update. So stay tuned. See you in a minute, everybody.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Sorry about scaring you, everybody, but welcome back to this little ooky, spooky, kooky, and creepy. Is that how it is? Is that how it goes?
Spooky,
kooky, and creepy episode of A Little Bit of Belegged It. I don't know why I felt the need to say that. I was just having a good time. But yeah, so we're going to answer some little cutie questions now. And I want to, the first one that's come up on my laptop is by an Instagram account called like Crazy Bridget or something, saying, I've DM'd you a couple of times. Also, I emailed you. That isn't supposed to come off aggressive. But then you didn't leave a question. I can't find any other like questions from you. So, and I don't know if you have emailed me, but email one surefire, a lot of. So I usually ask for questions through Instagram, just in the question feature, because that gets like a lot more like lot more different variety of questions, like quite quick ones. But I do love like the more long-winded ones. So please email them into belegday.questions@gmail.com, because then I'm more likely to fully go over your question and everything and read it. And yeah, and in fairness, for this episode, I completely forgot to ask anybody to send me any questions until about literally 10 minutes ago. So we've got quite a good volume of them, but we've literally had none sent to the email address other than one, like random ones throughout this week, but none in regards to like Halloween or anything, because I didn't announced that I was doing a Halloween podcast until 5 minutes ago, and then I asked, and I'm an idiot. But anyway, so yeah, let's go through some questions. So, someone said, can ghosts fuck? My personal opinion will be no. Oh, I don't know if I believe in ghosts, you know. Sometimes I feel like I do, but I don't want to. By the way, if you can hear like background noise, I've got the fan on in my room. For some reason, it's the height of winter and my room is fucking boiling right now. Like literally scorching. I'm sweating. So I usually have my fan on when I'm like, if you can hear like a little bit of a background noise. Sorry if you couldn't hear it and now suddenly you can because you're paying attention to it and it's actually really annoying you. Because now I've said it, I'm listening to it as well and it's actually pissing me off. But, yeah, I do try and cut it out as much as I can, but it does get hot in my room, so, fingers crossed I'm moving soon, so that'll be good. Right, someone said Halloween outfits, we've already been through them. Do I believe in ghosts? I don't know. I really do not know. I feel like sometimes spooky things happen. I don't know. I've tried to watch, like, ghost programs and everything, like, Ghost Hunters, but then I just feel like so much of it can be staged, and so much of it is staged, so I'm just a bit like, oh, but the thought of a ghost being real, a little bit upsetting, I'm not gonna lie, like, really frightening. Like, I don't watch any horror films or anything. I'll come to that later, but anyway, when it gets to this time of year, do you like it? Do you like the dark nights? Because I don't prefer summer. See, I always used to, like, enjoy this time of year more. But as I'm getting older and I can, like, do more fun things in summer, like, go on holiday and drink, like, with my friends. Whereas in the past, it was just like, it's hot. Like, why is it hot? I don't want it to be hot. But, yeah, I feel like I do kind of still prefer the winter vibes. Apart from when it's corona and I can't fucking do anything. Jesus Christ! But yeah, other than that, so what's your favourite Halloween movie? Love the pod. Thank you, Matt. Guys, right. This is a bit of a confession. It's a bit confessionals with Max Balligday. I have pretty much never in my whole entire life watched like a Halloween or a scary film. And I know that I've never watched a horror film in my whole life. Never. I've never watched one. They scare me so much. I watched like half watched one with my uni friends this year, and it shit me up so much just like thinking about, I can't comprehend how much I get so scared so easily that I can't watch things. Even when I was a child, like Casper the Friendly Ghost used to make me sob. It was so scary. The closest to like a scary film that I got was watching Scooby-Doo films, and even that would have my heart racing. Like, I never really, there's that one with them three witches, I can't even remember, Hocus Pocus, that used to even scare me. Like, I fully just couldn't watch the scary films. I just couldn't do it. They would scare me. But now, as I'm older, I feel like I should try and watch like Hocus Pocus or something. Shall I might do that like tomorrow night, and then I'll give like a little cheeky review. I think I'm gonna do that, you know, because I really need to. It's about time that I've bloody well grew up, isn't it, as I'm sat here with devil horns on and my Stitch teddy behind me, yeah, acting like a child. But yeah, I don't know, I'm a massive wimp. Do you know that film I Am Legend with Will Smith, and it's like got zombies in it? That's like a 12, and it literally had me up for months. Like, if I think about it now, I will get scared. I get more upset by horror films because I get personally attached to like the characters. Oh my god, there's this one film called Orphan that's like a thriller, but one time I was at my dad's and everyone was watching it, so I like had to watch it, and it was horrible. It's about a girl that becomes adopted by a family, but it turns out she's a 40-year-old woman, and she's just trying to kill everybody and like have sex with the dad, and she like burns a little girl's treehouse down, and I'm pretty sure that like the little girl dies in it, and stuff like that is just terrifying to me, because I would think like, oh my god, no, that little girl, like, I have a little sister, like, oh my god, the mum's gonna die. Like, I get so upset by people dying in films that I don't like it. When Will Smith dies in I Am Legend, when his dog dies, that's like literally heartbreaking. It kept me up for months, just being sad about it and thinking that the same thing's going to happen to my family and my friends and my dog. Oh my god, my dog. No, I can't do it. I just cannot. I can't do it. I really can't do it. Oh my god. Right. Most embarrassing Halloween costume. Been through that, Dan. Been through that. It's definitely probably my one from last year, because I wore a crop top. Oh, once again, nothing wrong with crop tops, just something wrong with me wearing them. I'll tell you that for a fact. Favourite serial killer? I don't know any of them. I can't watch them. If you could be killed by any horror movie villain, watch one and why? No, I don't know any. I know Freddy Krueger's called one, but I couldn't tell you what he looked like. Scream Man. Don't know what he's like. Chucky. Never seen him. I've heard the names. Never seen them in my life. Never. And I don't want to. Don't intend to. Get that out my fucking face. Get it out my face. Get that out my throat. Get it out my face. Biggest fear. Oh, this kind of ties into Halloween. I think probably snakes. Oh. I watched Snakes on a Plane. I repeat. I watched Snakes on a Plane whilst on a plane, and ever since then I've never recovered. They literally irk me. Like, I have nightmares about snakes all the time. Zombies are also like a big fear of mine. That's why I can't watch any films with zombies in. Oh my god, I have so many fears. The ocean, shark. My little sister, when I was back home, tried to make me watch this film that's like a 12, but it's about like a shark attack and everything, and it's called like Meg or something. Meg, I don't know, like the glorious Meg or something. And she was going on for ages, and I was like, that's my, like, one of my biggest fears. The ocean is my biggest fear. It literally is my biggest fear. Do you want to know a funny story about my biggest fears? So we went to Edinburgh. Me and my uni friends went to Edinburgh Christmas markets last year, And when I was younger, my mum, like, would... We watched, like, this show, and it was... I can't remember what it was. It was called, like, You Are What You Eat or something. And it would tell you the bad things that were in some foods. And, like, hot dogs, like, the, like, little cheap hot dogs that you can get, they have, like, pig snouts in them and everything. And they've just always made me feel sick. Like, I've never eaten one. I've tried to. They make me feel ill. Like, I can't eat them. And, one time... So we went to Edinburgh Christmas Markets... And you could get, like, we were getting, like, the bratwurst, and they're nice, like, actual proper sausage, like, at Christmas markets, like, big sausage in a bun. Ooh, that was a little bit dodge. But, yeah, we all went to the hot dog place, like, getting them, but they weren't cheap hot dogs, they were nice ones, they're, like, proper German sausages. So, I'm ordering one, and one of the options is cheese dog, like, cheese sausage. So, I'm thinking, oh, it'll just be that, but they'll sprinkle some cheddar on top of that. Love that heartburn for me. Let's have a chomper on let's have a chomper on him. Turns out it was actually a dirty, like, plastic hot dog that had, like, cheese juice in it, and it cost more than the other ones. So I'd bought it, and it was in my hand, and I was, like, looking at it, like, oh, but it looked a bit deceiving. And I bit into it. Oh. I bit into that hot dog, and hot piping, scalding, bubbling, boiling cheese juice squirted down my throat. And it was rancid. And I bit into it and it was like plastic. And I literally, the first thing that came out to my mouth, I like threw it. I like threw it out my mouth. And I went to my friend like, oh my God, this is my biggest fear. Like, how dramatic is that? Like, this is my biggest fear. And it was a hot dog. And I didn't really give much context as to why. It's not my biggest fear, first off. But now my friends take the piss out of me all the time. And they're like, it's my biggest fear. It's my biggest fear. This hot dog is my biggest fear. And it ties in Freshers Week at Newcastle, which is like the first week of uni. There was this huge, like, Freshers event in Auto Academy, which is like a big venue. And they got 6 people from Newcastle Uni and 6 people from Northumbria Uni, which is the other uni in Newcastle, to go on stage. And you had to do challenges against each other. Obviously, I went up in like a crowd of like 3,000 people. But obviously, I went up because I'm an attention-seeking wanker. And the first challenge that they made us do was you had a cup of hot dogs and hot dog water. And you had to eat all of them and then drink the water. Guys, I stood on stage in front of my whole university, basically, people that I just met, and I just point blank refused. I was looking at these hot dogs. I tried to have one nibble. I couldn't keep it down. I was retching, and I was looking at it, and everybody else chomped them down. Absolute animals, if you ask me. Absolute revolting. Absolute, that is my biggest fear. Get it out my face. And they chomped them down, and I couldn't think of anything worse. I just stood there. The crowd were booing. They were booing, and I did not give a toss. There's not a chance I'm munching on plastic pig schnauts. Pig schnauzers. Not happening. How did I get on to talk about this? What? How did I talk about this? Biggest fear. That's why. That's why. Favourite spark part of the spooky season. I already talked about that. Halloween, really, isn't it? What other... What's your favourite spooky British legend / myth? Oh, I have one. And it's not really a British thing, but it's more so just like from the town where I was. So there was, weirdly, in the cemetery that I used to live next to a cemetery, by the way. I love cemeteries. Weird. I'm terrified of everything. But I love cemeteries, like walking around them. I feel like they're really like soothing. Is that weird? I think that's weird. Oh, well, I don't care. I used to walk around the cemetery like late at night. Oh, I think I sound a bit weird. But this was like when I was like listening to Lana Del Rey all the time. So I literally was like, I may be crazy, but I'm fucking free. Or whatever it is. I'm fucking crazy, but I am free. That was me like walking around at 9 p.m. around the cemetery next to my house with my dogs. Being like, I just ride. But yeah, I used to love cemeteries. But there was this one, what do you call it? At the cemetery, gravestone, and it was a carved out replica of this woman, like her whole body, head to toe, all her face and everything, and it was bright white. and it was terrifying. Like, if you saw it in the night, you thought it was a person just staring at you. It was so scary. And it was from, like, over 100 years ago, because that cemetery was really old. And everybody called her the White Lady. And there was, like, a rumour that if you said White Lady three times in the mirror at your school, at, like, the school that I went to, in the bathroom, then she showed up. And it was petrifying, because I just heard that rumour from, like, kids talking, but I'd never actually seen the White Lady, and I didn't know that it came from the fact that there is a White Lady in the cemetery that ended up being next to my house. So then I go for my jolly walks, and I see this big bastard lady staring at me. It's dark, so I can't tell that she's a white statue, and I'm thinking, oh, hiya, haha, okay. She's not moving. I'm looking back further. She's staying there. I have to go back round there to get out of the park. I was shitting bricks. White Lady, get that out my face. Came back then, like, a few days later, and bloody see her in the daylight. Oh, harmless. Somebody had actually put sunglasses on it. Which is a little bit ooky spooky, if you ask me. I wouldn't really be messing around with White Lady's grave, but some people clearly don't care. But yeah, that's probably, like, my favourite British myth, just because that's all I know. Right, I've had enough of the Instagram questions now. I got one question from, oh, it's quite a long one. This one is from Megan, and she sent it into the email. By the way, like, you don't have to ask me, I always say this, don't have to ask me questions that are to do with the topic. It can be about anything. What do you want to talk about? What do you want to know? Like, ask me, I'll tell you bloody anything. Send questions into blegday.questions@gmail.com. Right, I'm going to read it out. This is from Megan. Let's read. I love the podcast. My name is Megan. I'm from Perth, Australia. Oh my God, Megan. That's well cool. I used to hate all the driving I did, but now at least once a week I can be splitting my sides laughing listening to your podcast. Oh, Megan, that is so cool that someone in Australia is listening to me just, like, chat shit. That's well cool. And if you're, oh my God, Megan, you could be, like, in your car right now. In which case, Megan, I'm talking directly to you right now. Look at the road, okay? Don't be doing no crashes, because that's not on. I know I'm really funny and I'm really hilarious, and I'm sorry if every time I've done that Trixie Mattel laughing thing that you've nearly crashed a car. What if Megan's dead? Megan, are you dead? Oh my God. Megan, don't be dead. Megan, you have to email me back and tell me that you're alive, because if you are dead and I've killed you, that's a little bit ooky, spooky, kooky, and creepy, if you ask me. Right. Oh my God, please don't be dead. To be honest, it's probably not the safest thing to listen whilst I'm driving. Oh my God, yeah. What the hell? I didn't even read that bit. Go on then, Megan. We're a bit intertwined right here. It's bloody hilarious. I love the ep, a little bit about religion. So interesting. I feel like that's one of my favourite ones as well, with Ben Wardle. Love him. Please, please, please add when Ben says absolutely to your soundboard. That's quite funny, I might do. My friends don't understand why I've started saying I just want to be me and get that out of my face. Do you know that's, like, one of the most common messages that I get? People telling me that they say, like, get that out my face in their daily life now. And people look at them like, what the fuck are you on about? But I'm glad that I'm spreading the gospel of Granny Annie. I find your podcast so uplifting. You are such a genuine laugh, and even the ep on body image about the cookies softening in the glass, I listened like, oh my God, it wasn't just me. Oh, that's nice, Megan. It is so relatable and such a relief to hear someone around the other side of the world experiences life thinks. That don't make sense. Experiences life. Oh God, I'm reading this wrong. Someone that thinks the same way as me, basically. That's what it's trying to say. My question to you is, my question, oh my God, guys, I can't read. It's really late right now, but I'm going to power through. I'm going to read this. I'm going to beep, beep, beep. This is probably my favourite part of every episode, you know, when people actually send me questions, especially when they send them to me, the email. I find it so cool. It's so cool, especially when they tell me, like, a little bit about themselves, or, like, why they love the podcast. It probably gives me a confidence boost. It makes me feel really good about myself. Sorry, I'm talking really erratically. Carry on. My question to you is, what was it like getting your driver's license in the UK? I feel like you will have heaps of hilarious stories to tell us on learning to drive. In Australia, it's pretty chill. We did 25 hours of supervised driving at the age of 16, then 6 months later went for a practical test, then 6 months later with another 24 hours did a computer test on the road rules, and then we are able to drive. Looking forward to hearing the next episode and mattress update. I even had my auntie TikTok mum sit through all 15 TikToks on it and laugh. Aw, best wishes, Megan. Right, what was the question? Driving, guys. Right, this might shock you, because I'm an incredibly erratic person. Driving-wise, passed first time, only had about 5 to 6 months of lessons, passed my theory the first time, never crashed, had a few hiccups, few irresponsible moments, but never crashed, never driven drunk. I'm very careful. Like, got my own car, paid for half of my own car through working at the shippy. Got the other half as my 18th birthday present. Guys, I'm a pretty, driving wise, pretty smooth sailing. One funny story that I will have is that because it all went smooth sailing, I thought I would Billy Big Bollocks. And I'd been, so when you practice, obviously you practice in your learner, whatever they call it, teacher's car. And then I got my own car and I thought, oh, it'll just be the same as driving that one. So my mum was like, do you want me to come with you for your first drive? I was like, no, Joanne, I don't, actually. I really don't, so no. And I couldn't get it off the drive. No, it rolled off the drive and I panicked and I was stuck in the middle of the road and I just started crying. And I rang my mum whilst I was literally just outside the house, but there were cars at like either side of me and I had to ring her to come out of the house, get in the car and move the car for me because I couldn't do it. And I thought, oh, Billy Big. Oh, and then, oh, and that like that same week, so the actual first trip, so then she ended up coming around with me and like teaching me how my new car worked. Then my first solo trip, like my first actual solo trip, I was like, it was like 11 o'clock at night. And I was like, do you know what? I can finally go and get McDonald's by myself. I can do it. I can drive to the drive through, go and get McDonald's by myself. So I big fat did that. And I'm there driving, giving it vroom vroom. And I go over the tops because it's quicker, like over the moors. And then I realised, oh, I shouldn't have gone over the moors because you can't get to McDonald's that way. So I didn't really know that area of my town very well. So I just thought, if I turn left here, I'll end up towards the main road because I knew kind of like where I was geographically, like compass wise or whatever you want to call it. What's it called? Like northeast, southwest, never eat shredded wheat. Blah, 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 ballygdy. I knew where I was. So I was like, right, I'll drive downwards and I'll end up back on the main road. Basically, I end up swifting and swooning through all of these different roads and I got lost. And then I was like, so I must have looked proper dodgy. And then all of a sudden, police lights come on behind me. And I'm thinking, no, I'm thinking, what's going on here? Because I didn't sign up for any of this. I'm thinking, oh, I'll just pull over and let them go past me. They were pulling me over. Imagine. I was, I think, either 17 or 18, I can't remember. And first time going out by myself. And the police pulled me over. I was shitting myself. They questioned me because I didn't have my lights on. What an idiot. I was driving out. No wonder I couldn't see where I was going. I didn't have my frigging lights on. And I didn't know how to turn them on because I just got the car. And now I'm thinking, oh my God, like, is everything okay with the car? I've literally just got it. What if I'm not in, like, databases? They put me in the back of their car, breathalyzed me and questioned me. And I was shitting myself. Oh, it was awful. Turns out, obviously, everything fine. Got up, like, went back home. Everything was sound. Didn't even tell my mum because I was too petrified. But, yeah. Oh, I guess that's kind of a funny story. But only that would happen to me. Only me. Only me. Because why else? Why else what? But yeah, sorry, I just wanted to put that in. This is the Halloween episode. You have to be a little bit ooky spooky. You have to be a little bit
ooky, kooky,
and creepy. Because if it's not, then I'm not keeping you on your toes. I'm not keeping you excited. Not keeping the Halloween spirit flowing. So I'm going to have another little break now. There were some lovely questions. Thank you very much, Megan, for sending one into the email and saying such lovely things. Please, guys, send questions into the email. It doesn't have to be about the topic. Any advice, ask me any questions about anything. Please, please do it. Balegde.questions@gmail.com. They're the ones that I read fully all the way through and everything. And like, yeah, fun times. Right, going to have a cheeky little break and I'll be right back. Love you lots.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello everybody, we're a little bit back. I've had a cutie little break. I went for a wee. I got some more water. Lovely stuff. I'm still incredibly erratic because it's quite late. It's actually 11:30 now and I'm usually in bed for 11. So powering through, all in the name of Halloween, because why not? Because I love it. It scares me, so I can't imagine what it's like for you lot. I don't usually listen to my podcast back, but I might listen to this one back just to see if it scares me and if it's a bit inappropriate. But it's already done now, innit? So, yeah. Hopefully you're not. Hopefully nobody dies. Megan, if you died, I swear to God, I'll be upset. I will be upset. Right. Now is the part of the podcast where I talk about something a little bit serious. And today, I want to talk about the fact that if you're in the UK, then you'll probably know about this. If you're not in the UK, then you probably won't know about this. And if you are in the UK and you don't know about this, then you're about to. So, this week, as of filming this, the Tories, which is Conservatives in Parliament, voted majoritively against free school meals for children. And that's just like shit. That's just so horrible, so shit, so against everything that I like agree with in politics. Like, if we, as a government, we have shitloads of money. They spent, I think, over 100 million on renovating Big Ben, and he still looks awful. They'll spend billions on track and trace apps that don't really work, don't really do anything. If you look at the expenses of some politicians, and expenses are things that basically, as a politician, like if you're, well, in any job, so like when I used to work in retail, it would be, I would like go and get like fruit to put in the fruit bowl and like bowl and like milk and like tea and coffee and stuff from Tesco, and it would be classed as an expense. So like the company pays for it. And the politicians in our country get to log things as expenses, like just in their daily life, like their lunch is an expense and they charge the company, which is the government, which is us, taxpayers. And they like, and there's been so many scandals where like they'll charge, like put under expenses of like the new, like the enhancement on their house or whatever you call it, what's it called, extension on their house and stuff. And like so much money goes towards expenses. Like an average politician has like over $100,000 a year on expenses. And yet, we can't put money towards kids that are legitimately like starving and could be ill. And these are for free school meals throughout half term, because they're basically arguing like with everything that's going on, we have more of a duty than ever to try and like support children. And in the past, children that had been offered free school meals in school because their parents can't afford it. Like, if your parents cannot afford school meals in term time, what makes anybody think that they'll be able to afford them on a half term, which is like a holiday break, where we have, in the UK, we have like 1 week breaks, like every now and again from school, which means that parents won't be able to go to work maybe because they can't get childcare, like they can't afford childcare. So they'll be struggling for money even more so than when the child's at school. So what makes you think that all of a sudden they can afford school meals? Like, it's ridiculous. It's just, it's selfish. It's horrible. And I feel like if you live in the UK and you don't know about it, then please like research more about politics, like understand more. I get a lot of my stuff from Twitter. I feel like that's a really good source because you can get both sides and you get it coming straight from like what's happening instead of like in the media where it can be twisted. But just awful. And like, if you're a young person and you're not eligible to vote yet, then like please like start forming your own opinions and stuff. And I'm not telling you what to vote for, but basically don't vote for Tories because they're horrible. Don't care. That's just my view. But yeah, like it's so shit. It is so shit. But yeah, that's just my something a little bit serious. Just wanted to bring some attention to it in case people didn't know. Because, like, people in America, obviously, people in America, you've got your shitstorm going on right now. As of, I think it's seven days today, a week today, we'll know who the president is. What the fuck? God help us, don't be Trump. Jesus Christ. Anyway, now is the part of the podcast where I talk about something that I like and something that, to be honest with you, I don't really like. So, the thing that I like this time is doing spooky makeup. I kind of spoke about it before, but I really enjoy it. I really realised when I did that TikTok the other day, that doll face challenge, that I really like doing makeup. It's like really soothing. You just sit there, like you just dedicate like 2 hours of your time to just like chill. Not, like, no wonder girls enjoy doing it, and like boys as well, obviously. But like for me, I just know for a fact I could never do like the fierce like glam makeup purely because I've spoken about before, my hands shake so severely. Like, if you watch that TikTok of me doing the dollhouse challenge, everybody, I don't even think twice about it because that's just, like, how I would hold a makeup brush. But everyone commented, like, Max, the way that you are holding your makeup brush is so weird because I have to hold them with two hands because I can't, my hands just go out of control if I don't. But I enjoy it. So I reckon I'm going to start doing more, like, makeup videos on TikTok and stuff because they're really fun. They are really fun. And, like, spooky makeup, creative stuff, like, not like, yeah, just enjoy it. I just enjoyed it, do you know what I mean? So maybe I'll just do one more and then, like, that's it, because I can't be bothered. But if I can be bothered, then I will do, and I enjoy it. So I really big fat liked it. So now onto the thing that, to be honest with you, I don't really like, and this week it's coronavirus. And I know that this one kind of goes without saying, but I have had enough. Are you listening, COVID? I've had enough. At what point does this get better? At what point do things go back to normal? At what point is this year no longer shit? It's so shit. It's big fat shit. Mega shit. Ugh. Ugh. Every plan that I have, it just goes, noot. Depression, every single time, everything about it is just making me spiral into a depth of a dark hole. I just hate it. I'm so sick of it. I feel like we just, oh shit, I just nearly knocked my camera over. I feel like something else just needs to happen. Something just needs to be done. I feel like everybody's just handling it so bad, and I just wanted out my thought. I wanted out my life. I really do. It's literally like making me spiral. It really is. Like every plan that I just want to do. I live in London now, moved to London, and one of the main reasons that I wanted to move to London, I didn't really care where I lived, was because I would constantly be out of the house doing things all the time, events, going out, meeting new people. Can't do any of that. I feel so trapped in a box sometimes. Like, shit. It's just shit. Shit, shit, shit. Oh, I hate it so much. I really do. I really do. Big fat dislike it. I really do. So, yeah, and I mean, obviously, I know it's really serious, and it's hard, and people are dying and everything, so I understand why we can't do anything, but I'm still allowed to be upset about it, do you know what I mean? I'm still allowed to feel the depression that I feel, because I do feel it. And that brings us in to our life update segment, as we come to the end of the podcast, and I'm going to create, like, a little sound for the life update, but for now, I'm just going to go, life update, ba-doop! Quite like that. Life update. Ba-doop. Yeah. Or maybe life update. Because usually they're probably going to be a bit depressing like this one. So I mentioned at the end of the podcast last time or at the beginning, can't remember when I did my life update, that I was going to go and see my ex-boyfriend basically. And right, so basic, right. Long story short, I was supposed to see him on Saturday, and I was going to see him because I was back home with my parents, and he lives like near where I am from now, so whilst I was back home, weren't allowed to do anything, didn't want to do anything because I'm with my parents, so I didn't want to like see anybody or anything because that puts them at risk. But then as I was leaving, I'm coming back to London, and I'm like obviously still gonna follow the rules, but I will see people, do you know what I mean? If I want to, so, because I'm only putting myself at risk, because I don't go anywhere anymore, like, that was it. I was going to see like what I'm about to tell you, and then just going back here and sitting in my room the whole time because I can't leave, can't even work. I have to work from home, so fuck it. So I went to Newcastle. So I was supposed to see him on the Saturday, but then my friends one of my friends in Newcastle, Claudia, who was on the podcast in episode 4, I think, the one about uni, she messaged me saying two of my other uni friends were going home for that weekend. So there would be room in the rule, because in the UK now there's a rule of 6. So if you go out anywhere, you're not allowed over 6 people. So there's a rule in the rule of 6. And what am I saying? So then there would have been room for me, basically, in the rule of 6. So my plan was to surprise my friends and go up and then spend like the weekend there. But I already had plans to see my ex-boyfriend. So what I did was switch the plan to see him to the Sunday, booked the Monday off work, and then went to see my Newcastle friends Friday and Saturday. I had the best time. Literally adore them girls to pieces. I was feeling so down about life anyway because I was so sick, and then just Corona in general, like general depression about the fact that this was supposed to be like the best year of my life and it's turned into one of the worst. But then, so I went to Newcastle, and then I was getting the vibe of like, I should just not be going to see my ex-boyfriend. Like, why am I doing this? He is now started uni. He's not like fresher age, but he like delayed it a few years and now he's started uni. And I had so many traumatic experiences in student accommodation that like just being in them triggers me, like it actually does. So I would have been going to his student accommodation and staying there with him. And I went there and I felt so much anxiety over it. And as soon as I got there, I'm just telling you all this, by the way, because I'm pretty sure that he doesn't listen. If he does, like, why are you listening? Do you know what I mean? And I'm pretty sure that nobody that he knows listens. So I'm just going to be completely honest, to be honest. In this life update, I'm just genuinely going to tell you what's going on in my life. And if the people involved hear it, then fine. Do you know what I mean? I really couldn't care. But then we got there and it was so lovely seeing him straight away. I was like, oh, like, it was so nice. But I just had so much anxiety because I realized that I still like had feelings for him, if you get what I mean, because we finished on terms of like, so we met just before lockdown in Newcastle. And then when lockdown happened, we would just FaceTime each other like all the time. And we got really, really close. And then for a period of lockdown, I moved back to Newcastle with all my uni friends because we were all at home, like obviously still following the rules. But we were like, we may as well just still follow the rules, but go and live together back in our house, because then like we can still have fun. Do you know what I mean? So we did that. And then that week that we moved, the rules changed so that you could see, like you could like form a bubble or something and see people outside of your household. So I went up and I started seeing him more in person. And then we just like basically fell for each other massively. And it was like really like lovely. And he's like the loveliest boy in the world. But then I moved to London and he was moving to Manchester. And I basically just couldn't handle like another long distance relationship. Like I've had loads before. Like pretty much every relationship I've had has been long distance. And I was just like, I can't do this. And also he was just going to uni. I wanted him to have the correct like uni experience, like go without any ties held down and everything. And I was just going to London. So like obvious, but it was quite sad. Like I definitely made the move to like end it. Like I don't feel like he wanted to. I feel like in his heart, he knew that it was like the correct decision, but he was very upset about it. He was more so upset than I was. Cause I was just like, no, I'm an adult. This is what we need to do. Blah, blah, blah. And when I saw him, it kind of felt weird. Like, I felt like, I don't know. Like, I was really enjoying my time with him. And then he just randomly brought up, like, that he's, like, got with people and stuff. And I was like, why are you bringing... I literally, like, froze. And I was like, why are you bringing that up to me? Like, that hurts my feelings. Like, I don't want to hear that. And he kept, like, saying it. And I was like, stop. And it gave me so much, like... And then I just started to feel like, oh my God, Max, why are you here? Like, you're literally making the biggest mistake. You're just, like, causing yourself unnecessary upset. And then I started to feel sick because I'd gone out the night before with my friends in Newcastle. Well, not gone out, like, drank in the house. And I was hungover. I'd had, like, 4 hours sleep, ate nothing. We was at a bottomless brunch and I couldn't eat any of the food, even though it looked delicious. I felt sick to my stomach and I was trying to drink alcohol and I could, like, barely keep it down. And I was like, I was so full of anxiety. I can't even tell you. And it was just awful. I was like, it was going through my head, like, did you make the wrong decision, like breaking up with him? Because he's so lovely. And like, you could have just like worked it out. But then I was simultaneously like, you absolutely, like I was in his student room and I was like, this is giving me the ick. Like, this is horrible. Like, I just hate student accommodation. And then he was like living such like a fresher, like uni life, which made me feel like even more like the ick, because like I've lived that twice and like seeing it just makes me cringe. Even though like, no offense to like any freshers or him, but like for me, I've lived it twice and like, just like go into like, I don't know, it just gives me the ick. It does. It just gives me the ick. And I was feeling sick. Oh, I really was. And I was so full of anxiety the whole time. Like, I literally... And then, like... But then I, like, loosened up, had a few drinks, and I felt fine. Met some of his friends, and they were so lovely. Like, I was having a great time with him. Then I got back to his room with him, and I literally... I was really drunk, by the way. And I just, like, started sobbing. Like, sobbing. And I was just like, I feel like I've just made a mistake or whatever, and I was fully sobbing. I don't know why I'm telling you all this, by the way. I'm fully just like giving you an insight into my life. And I was like, oh no. And then I fell asleep, and then I woke up the next morning and I was like, why did I cry? I do not want to be with him. Like, even though I literally adore him, I was like, we've had our moment. He's now a fresher in like Manchester. I am a working adult in London. That's not happening anytime soon. Like, you just... And then I just was giving myself the ick at the fact that I got, like, emotional. But he did as well. So it was, like, kind of okay in the moment. But then, like, looking back, I was like, ooh, I've got the ick on myself. I feel sick on myself. Oh, I just feel big fat. Like, I really did. It was just not the one. And then I left. And then I was exhausted. I was exhausted and I was so emotional. I'd still barely eaten anything. I didn't eat, literally did not eat anything in over 24 hours because I felt so nauseous because I was so filled with anxiety. It was horrible. And like, this is similar feelings to what I felt when I was in Bristol. I think I spoke about that in episode 4 of the podcast as well, about uni, that like, that was like a really low point in my life. And recently I've felt myself slipping back into those like anxiety feelings. But this was like ultimate. I was literally on the train sobbing. I couldn't control it and I was crying. I made a TikTok about it because it was quite funny. But I couldn't stop. Like, I just couldn't stop. And then I got all the way to London. I was exhausted, like drained mentally, physically, emotionally. And all I wanted to do was go upstairs and get to bed. And then I realized I'd left my house key with him. And I was like, oh my God, what the fuck? Like, I can't believe it. What the fuck? So then I couldn't even get into my frigging house. So then I had to ring my sister, bless her. But then she was obviously worried about COVID. And the reason why I don't see my sister very much here is because I, like, will go out and stuff and, like, go into work and, like, go to bars, whereas she isn't. So, like, I don't want to put her at risk. But I was like, I literally, like, nobody was in my house for, like, the next 3 hours. I was like, I either have to stand out here in the cold. And I was crying in the street. Or I was like, please just come and get me. I was like, I wore a mask in her house and everything. I was like, I won't touch anything. But please, like, just come and get me. And I just cried at hers as well. And this was last night, guys. This was last night, so I'm talking to you now, probably seeming, well, I was going to say mentally sound, but probably seeming like I'm better. And in many ways I am. Yesterday was just a really big, like, I drank every day for the past like 3 days because of, I was seeing my friends, and then I went no sleep, straight to drinking again. So I feel like that had a lot to do with it. But yeah, I'm starting, like, the more I think about it, I'm getting like a more positive outlook. But fuck me, that was a bit shit. Yeah, so that was a life update. It wasn't a nice one, I'm not gonna lie. It wasn't a nice one. Hopefully I'll have a nicer one next time. But yeah, like, I feel like I just, like, talking about some of these things, like, helps me, like, come to my own conclusions with things. Do you know what I mean? Like, saying all that out loud has just fully helped me, like, realize, like, that I was probably only going to see him because I was feeling lonely and I missed him. And I was probably only going for selfish reasons, in either hoping that he would want and miss me as well, even though I know for a fact that our relationship, there's nothing to be working out there anymore. Like, it's happened and it's over. And I don't even want to be with him, to be honest with you, because like those lives just wouldn't work. Him as a person, yeah, absolutely, all day, every day. But the way that our lifestyles are different now, I would not want that in a million years. So I was only really doing it just to feel something and to feel less lonely for a bit, and it backfired on me, and then I didn't like it. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. Plot twist. Depression. Oh. So, yeah, I think we should end the podcast there. Yeah. Yeah, so, thanks for listening, everybody. I don't know why I decided to delve so deep in there, but I feel like on my podcast, you're just getting to know me, and, like, you can know more about me. Do you know what I mean? So, like, why not? I'll just be honest with you. So that's what I'm going to do from now on. Little life update, just going to be completely honest about what happened in that past, like week of my life. So, there we go. Thanks for listening, everybody. I hope that it was a...
Spooky, and creepy
episode. And I hope that you had a... I just wanted to scare you one more time. I hope you had a good time. Because I did. I genuinely did. This is like, I love doing this every week. I love getting to speak to people. I love hearing like the feedback and like the questions and talking to some of you. Like, it literally is like so fun to me, and I'm so grateful that I even get to do it and that so many of you listen. And yeah, like... You know, and with me talking about the shit things that are happening in my life, if anybody relates to it and thinks, oh, do you know what? I thought my life were really shit, but it's kind of shit for everybody at the minute because of the pandemic and everything. Or it's shit for Max Balagde as well. So I'll just be fine. Do you know what I mean? So out of my pain, you could get pleasure. And that's all right with me. So thank you, everybody, for listening to another cutie little episode of A Little Bit of Balag Day, and I will see you or hear you, whatever, next week, and we'll do it all over again. Don't know what the theme is, but we'll have a jolly good time. And everybody, more importantly, happy Halloween. Goodbye, everybody. I look very ooky spooky, very much loving it. Vale, de...
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.